And we're quite happy to get a little international flavor live from Polska. It is Joanna Jurjajczyk. She is a champion MMA fighter, just coming off her victory in Australia at UFC 193. And Joanna, when you were growing up in Poland, at what point did you know you liked punching people in the face?
Hi, guys. I was nice when I was a kid, you know. So I used to act tough, but I was kind of nice, you know. I've got the character. Yeah, I've got the character, you know, because I don't know if you know that I have twin sister, you know, and she's more quiet. So I used to take care of both of us, you know.
Well, I'm sure you're a very nice person and you took care of your family, but when you get into the ring, where did you find that ferocity that you need to win and survive?
You know, I am a professional athlete, you know, so I'm trying to be the best as I can all the time, you know. When I step into the octagon, I'm a different person, you know. I know that I must be like a lion, you know, and just win, you know, because I was training so hard for to make all my dreams come true, you know. It's a UFC title, so I must defend this title, you know. I cannot let nobody take this belt from me, that's all.
Now, are you from Warszawa or Poznan?
I'm from Olsztyn.
Ah.
Olsztyn is like 200 kilometers from Warsaw to the north. It's a beautiful place. A beautiful area, green, lots of lakes, so it's a very nice place to live.
Yeah, bardzo. Speaking with Joanna Jurjajczyk, and when you got into the ring with Carla Esparza, and she is a tough customer, when you beat her, how did your world change?
Just one thing. It's UFC, it's MMA, we're fighting in the octagon. Not in the ring.
Gotcha. Now,
yeah.
What
thank you. Yeah, it was like, you know, I've got to UFC like 15 months ago, and, you know, my career went so fast, you know. After two fights, I've got chance to fight with Carla for the title, and I was like, you know, girl, it's your time. May all your dreams come true. You were fighting for this. You were training for this all your life, and this is what I did, you know. I just did my best, throw my cards, and I won the fight.
Now, of course, mixed martial arts, Joanna, you have to do so many different disciplines, and I know that you're very good with Muay Thai. What are some of your other favorites and maybe ones you need to improve on?
No, I used to do Muay Thai for 10 years. I have, like, almost 100 fights. But MMA is totally different, you know. We've got some judo, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, boxing, Muay Thai too. But, you know, I still can learn a lot, you know. I like jiu-jitsu so much. I like the grand game. But my all opponents know that I'm the best striker in the strawweight division.
Rick Tittle with Joanna Jurjajczyk, the pride of Polska. What is the worst damage you've inflicted on an opponent, and then conversely, the worst damage that has been inflicted upon you?
You know, I don't like to talk about, you know. sometimes the fight, you know, like, nothing happened to me, really. Like, honestly, I've been fighting for 12 years, and I've got just one cut. I've got two stitches. And that's all, you know. This is what happened to me. And what about my opponents? You know, I used to broke some nose, cut some face, but that's all, you know. But I don't like to talk about, you know, because MMA, it's a beautiful sport, you know. So you can keep on fighting and you can still look kind of good, you know what I mean? Without cuts and...
Well, yeah, well, I can tell you, you still look very, very good. It doesn't look like you've been punched in the face a million times.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
When you were in that fight in Kolobsreg, and you were facing Lily Kazakh. It says that you beat her with a rear naked choke. What is a what is a what is a rear naked choke?
The rear naked choke?
Yes, the rear naked choke. Why is it called that?
You go to the back, and you just, you know, you do the triangle with your legs, or you use the hooks with your legs, and you put your hand under the neck, and you just try to choke your opponent, you know, that's all. And it's my favorite, you know. I used to do that a few times, you know.
Well, it's certainly effective. Now, I
took other girl like this in my first amateur Muay Thai competition, Karolina Kowalkiewicz, and I used to do that for her. She's going to have her debut on UFC soon. But, yeah, we used to fight. It was my first MMA fight.
Mm. Now, Ioana, finally, you've been to Australia. You've been around the world. What's that like? And what's it like with the attention of all the, now that you're famous?
You know, it's great, man. It's a pretty big deal for me. So, you know, we're fighting for our fans, and they are coming to the shows for us. And it's a pretty big deal between us, you know. And I'm happy, you know. UFC 193 in Melbourne was crazy. It was the biggest UFC show. You know, the Australian people, they are very nice. They are good fans, you know, they are real fans. And but I really love America. I like to fight here, you know, so I wish my next fight gonna be in US.
We've been speaking with Ioana Jurjajcic, of course, the strawweight champion, champion of the world. And listen, Ioana, it's great to talk to you. And if you're ever in San Francisco, we'd love to have you come into the studio.
Yeah, why not? I've got so many, like, my fans are asking me when I'm going to come to San Francisco. I've never been to San Francisco, and I would like to go there. I heard lots of good stories about, you know, so... Yeah, one day I will come, I promise to you.
Okay, very good. You promise. We will see you soon, Ioana. Congratulations and best of luck in the future.
Have a good day, guys. See you.
Thank you very much.